Are you ready to elevate your fitness game? Well, guess what? I have your blueprint for success. Let's talk about it.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2.
You know, sometimes when I do intros, I feel like I'm on the news. I feel like I'm ready to give like the most updated announcement ever. But here we go. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. So great to see your smiling, beautiful, fantastic faces, whatever you're doing in the world. I hope you are crushing it. I hope you're conquering life. I hope that you are doing you. So are you ready to elevate your fitness game? I hope you are, because I am. I'm elevating it right now as we speak. 7 months post-op, feeling good. My Achilles is strong. Today I was able to do a 115-pound power clean, which felt great off the ground. I also did a 235-pound deadlift, which felt, I'm going to be honest with you, not too shabby, not too light. Not too heavy, I guess you could say, but I feel good. It feels good. I'm excited. My goal right now is I want to get more athletic. I want to get more fit when it comes to movement. And I cannot wait to like, I've talked about this before in the past. I really love doing the Murph workout in honor of each and every soldier, not only Murphy, but all the soldiers that are out there, all the people that have risked their lives for our protection. And I just enjoy doing it, the Murph. It's a mile run, 300 pull-ups, 300 pull-ups, 300 squats, 200 push-ups, and 100 pull-ups, and then finishing with a mile run, all by while wearing a 20-pound weighted vest. I did a 20-pound weighted vest run the other day, a mile, and it was a challenge, but I did it. I felt good about it, and I'm just excited. So if you're ready to elevate your fitness game, it really comes down to being consistent. And I think that's something that's helped me, especially over the last couple months, 2 or 3 months. I've really been consistent with getting more athletic, with jumping, with single leg jumps, with side-to-side squat jumps, with ballistic plyometric work. And I think I'm really motivated by that. I'm really ready to elevate my fitness game. And I think with you, if you're wanting to be committed to this, you got to be more consistent, right? So at least 3 to 4 times a week, because really consistency is the key. It's the key to unlocking your full potential, people, and give you the everlasting results. I think with fitness, especially with Instagram and Facebook and all the stuff that you see, you're going to see people's best. You're going to see their highlight reels. And I'm going to be honest with you. Training, fitness, it's kind of boring because you got to do the same thing over and over, over time, especially with progressive overload, if you've ever heard that word before. That's just a fancy word of saying doing the same thing over and over and increasing your resistance over time. And I was having a conversation with a client the other day, and she was like, "You really do have us do the same thing over and over and over again." "Yes, I do." And she goes, "But what's funny about it is I really enjoy the results of the training." And I chuckle because it's true. I'm really boring. Like, I'm a boring trainer when it comes to exercises. I'm not a boring personality, but I'm a boring trainer. Like, I really am, because I believe in the fundamentals. I believe in the consistency of the fundamentals. Because it's going to help you get stronger. So that way when we do some plyometric work or we do some other things, you have the base down in order to do it. I always think about the movie. I know everybody loves the original Karate Kid with wax on, wax off. But I like the put on the jacket, take off the jacket. Jackie Chan, the Smith kid. I forget his first name. But the newer Karate Kid with Jackie Chan. And he has him take off the jacket and put on the jacket. And he gets frustrated by it. And he gets upset about it, and he's like, "Why do I have to keep doing this? This is ridiculous." And then all of a sudden, Jackie Chan, just like in the original, I know, with Mr. Miyagi, but I watched them both. I love them both. And he starts to go, watch this, try this, and then put on the jacket, take off the jacket. And it's just, he defended himself against the attack from Jackie Chan. And I just think about that when it comes to the fundamentals, it comes to being consistent, it comes to just staying on track with what you're trying to accomplish. That's what really matters. It's not all the hoopla, it's not all the crazy things that you see on social media. It's being simple, it's being basic. Any great trainer knows that. Any great coach knows that. Heck, you talk to John Wooden, UCLA basketball coach, legendary champion coach, he's going to tell you the same thing. He would tell you the same thing. It comes down to fundamentals. Any of them. I mean, any great coach, any great trainer, it always comes down to the basic things. You got to hinge, you got to squat, you've got to do some type of core movement, you got to push, you got to pull. You have to do those things. And if you can do that in every single workout, you're going to be pretty good. It's gonna happen. So consistency is the key to unlocking your full potential, people, and have achieving lasting results. All right, number two. You're going to have to be challenged. So you're going to have to push your limits a little bit. Today I had a great workout with my group, and everyone felt great. Everyone did. But we pushed ourselves. We challenged ourselves. I was talking to Kate, and I was telling her that I feel like I'm getting stronger. I feel like I'm moving a lot better. And she goes, "You are. I'm not looking for approval or anything. I'm looking for like that's what I want. Like I want to get stronger. I want to be more athletic." I hope that goes for you too. Like, you want to push your limits no matter what you are, no matter how big you are, or I'm sorry, how old you are. It doesn't matter how big you are, but I'm saying how old you are. You got to challenge yourself. You have to challenge yourself with your workouts. That way you feel exhilarated and accomplished. I can't stand it when people use their age, or they use the idea of age. I think age, when you start talking about, oh, I'm older than you, or oh, you whenever you get into your 50s, or whenever you get into your 60s, you'll understand. It's like, bro, you had the same opportunity that I had, and I know you didn't take advantage of it like I am, and that's okay. But don't make it an excuse, because we all are getting older. We all have trials and tribulations. We all have challenges. Are you going to push through them? Are you going to embrace the intensity? Are you going to stop making excuses and elevate your fitness game? I was doing a single leg. It's kind of a tough thing, but it's really for my Achilles. But it's really for any type of athletic movement. I think about doing it with my 9-year-old son. But you jump off a box with one foot. Then that foot that you jump off with, you jump. Then you go lateral into a jump. Then you do a broad jump all at the same time. Well, one after the other. But I was thinking to myself as I'm doing these are challenging. These are tough, not only for somebody that's going through an Achilles rehab, but also too for anybody that's wanting to get more fit. But it was a challenge for me. And I know it's a limit for me, really is. Even like running or jogging or sprinting right now is a big time challenge. But I know that you can do it too, whatever it is. I mean, you're just going to have to push yourself through it. That's what I love about group workouts. That's what I love about working out with somebody. Anytime I get a chance to work out with anybody, I'm going to push them. Just being around me, and I'm not tooting my horn here, but it's because I'm so focused on wanting to get stronger and get better that it kind of rubs off on people. And I think not everybody has that or wants that, and that's okay. But I don't know how to get rid of it, because it's in me. It always has been. And I want that for everybody. Like, they always want to get better. You want to get stronger. You want to move well. You want to improve. You want to last forever. And I think that's part of being challenged. Number three, you got to be patient. One of my clients was telling me today, she goes, "You're the most patient person. It took you 3 to 4 years to tell me that I was doing this incorrectly," which she wasn't doing the exercise incorrectly. I just nitpick. But she said, "It took you like 3 years from the time we started training to now that you actually told me how to," I forgot exactly what exercise it was, but she goes, "You're so patient with it. Like, you don't jump to it." And I said, "Well, that this is true, because I truly believe that Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is this exercise routine. Everything takes time. When someone comes to me and they're like, "Well, I want to try this out for 2 months and then I'll be good on my own." I'm like, "Bro, you're not going." And in my brain, in my mind, I'm thinking, "You're not going to be. It's going to be hard for you. You've never done this." It'd be like if you know what, Mr. Mechanic, I'm going to go ahead and fix my own car that needs a new engine. I have no recollection or any idea of how to do this. I'm going to look on YouTube and then figure it out, I guess. And here in 2 months, I'll let you know. I'll fix my car and then I'll let you know. But it doesn't work that way, right? It doesn't work that way with a mechanic, or unless you're a mechanic yourself. But I think most of us are not. So on your car, I just think a lot of times you're not patient enough with what you're trying to accomplish. Patience has to be part of what you're doing. So stay the course, okay? Trust the process. Because true fitness transformations take time and dedication. I wrote that down earlier. It really does. True fitness transformations take time and dedication. And it takes that from you. So what are you going to do, right? Number four, be excited about this. Be excited about all these three. Be excited about what you're trying to accomplish. Because exercise and fitness shouldn't be a chore, right? It should be something that you do. You want to do it and you enjoy doing it. I think that's a big thing. When I talked about boredom earlier, I enjoy the boredom. I enjoy the journey. I enjoy the setbacks and coming through the setbacks. This Achilles injury, I didn't enjoy the injury. I have enjoyed coming out of the injury. I've enjoyed the challenge of the injury. I've enjoyed getting through it. And I think that's something that you have to start thinking about. Like, you got to discover some activities that you really ignite your passion, right? And make you eager to hit the gym, eager to hit the running trails, eager to hit swing the kettlebell, eager to jump on the treadmill, eager to, in which I don't really care about the treadmill, but I'm just giving you examples, but eager to do things. Because I think that is something that will carry you, and it will carry you to help you when things get tough. When it comes to injuries, I don't think there's a tougher injury when it comes to the, I guess, simplicity of an injury than the Achilles, because it affects everything, man. I used to think about not being able to walk. I used to think about, when am I going to walk? When is that going to happen on this little bitty stinking skinny leg? I've got skinny legs to begin with, but man, and now look where I'm at. And I think that it takes time. It's taken 7 months. It doesn't seem like a long time. It's a long time, but it doesn't seem like it's that long. But I stuck with it. And I think the same thing goes for you. You got to stick with it and you got to get excited about it. I do get excited about crushing my goals. I do get excited about jumping on boxes. I do get excited about jump roping. I get excited about those things. So what are you going to get excited about? And lastly, this is something that's like I talked about the mechanic. You need to find somebody. You need to find somebody that's an expert. Regardless if it's me, if it's Tom at the gym, if it's somebody that you look up to, just make sure they're consistent with it. Make sure they're not taking steroids. Make sure they're not on drugs. Just make sure that what they're telling you is truth and honesty. And I really do think that programs are a must. There's a lot of programs out there. Just make sure it's something from somebody that you purchase online that you trust. You know, we can help you. I can help you. I can help you in person in Abilene, Texas. I can help you, really. Kate can help you online. There's a lot of things that you can do. Go hire a trainer at the gym, somebody that you admire. Make sure they're over the age of a certain age, maybe 30, maybe just to give you more of an insight. Maybe they have kids. Maybe they're just not here just to hang out and, you know, work on their pecs and stuff. But I really do think there's some great trainers out there that do not get noticed enough. Find them. I can help you. I can help you out too to get you with good trainers, wherever city that you are. I know some great trainers out there, great coaches that really want to help people. And that's a big one. So be advised. Seek professional help. There's nothing wrong with that. You can't do this on your own. It's okay. We're not meant to do fitness on our own. We're not. So here's a question. Are you ready? Are you ready to unleash your inner powerhouse and crush your fitness goals? Are you? I don't know if you are. I hope you are. You're probably listening this much and you want to get there and you want to get to it. And I just told you how to get there. So you need to go back and listen to it, right? Let's just make everything count. Make every rep count, every workout count, every food group count, every protein intake count. Make it count for yourself. Make it count. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, reach out if you have any questions. If you want us to get started, come and find me, whatever. Follow, like, subscribe, everything that we're doing. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.